Right. I went to see Ant-Man today. But we're not doing it this week. So I can't say anything.
Okay. Yeah. I seen your tweet, Paul.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to say anything about it because I don't want to say.
What have I said? What
that doesn't count for you, does it? That doesn't count for you.
What
no?
have I spoiled?
Well, you've already spoiled it, but Danny, you didn't fucking like it.
Right, so I can't give my opinion.
Massive spoiler.
Nah.
Massive. If I had said to you, it was total shit, you would have been furious.
No, I wouldn't.
You fucking would. I've been hearing that fucking Game of Thrones story for 4 fucking years.
Can I pee in the background?
No.
Did he just say, can I pee in the background? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Movie Chef podcast where we make a meal out of movies. I'm your host, Tebs. This is Corn with me as my co-host. It's been a while.
Howdy.
Welcome. Green headphones.
Howdy.
Green headphones tonight.
Couldn't find anything. I'm on a different laptop. I'm in a different room with a different headset.
Jeez. How have you been?
Not too bad. I was telling you there, I'm just suffering a little bit. Woke up this morning and I just don't feel great. Don't feel right. I like to say, I don't like to complain, Paul. I don't complain ever.
Fuck
you
off.
Know,
it's,
excuse me? I never complain. You know, I'm always the solid, solemn, quiet type. You know, no one hears anything.
Fuck you. How many times have you texted me and said, you know what, if my children eat crisps any louder, I'm going to kick them through the window?
Well, yeah, I often text you about my poops as well, which is quite funny.
Usually while you're doing them.
Yeah. Listen, if I'm a friend, I want to know how my friend's solids are going or not so solids.
Yeah, but it's when you start putting on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. It was, how worried it was should I be? Today. It's yellow. It how worried?
You know what? I shouldn't go here. I was once told firm push. But with a little give in it.
Do you want to hear something scary
that's what the doctor
really,
told me.
Really, really upset me? One of my friends is a doctor. Hey, Matt. And he told me one day I was having the runs. This was about a year ago. I was having the runs. And he said, how dark is it? I was like, what do you mean, how dark is it? And he was like, how dark is it? And I was like, I don't know. It's got like kind of like a reddish hue to it. And he goes, how red? I was like, Matt, stop it. He's like, what do you mean, stop it? And I was like, because you're going to say something doctory to me and I don't know what it is, all right? And I'm starting to worry now. He's like, what are you trying to tell me? And he goes, well, if your poo's a bit red or dark red, it means that you could have like an abscess or you could have like a cut in your stomach. And I was like, what? He's like, it's probably nothing though. And I was like, what? You can't leave it like that. And I was like, so don't talk to doctors about poops.
I won't talk to my doctor about anything.
I'm telling you nothing. Paul, but there's a lump. I'm telling you nothing.
I'm a hypochondriac. Honest to God, if I, you know, when you like read the inserts in leaflets in medicines, may cause anal leakage, death, tumors, cysts. I'm reading it all like, oh my God, I'm going to get all this during my sleep. This is horrendous.
Lying in bed thinking that your butt's leaking.
Oh, yeah, just look at it. Oh, not again. Not again. Right. What have we been doing this week? I went to see Phil Rosenthal. I haven't spoken to you since then, have I? Last week.
No, you haven't. No,
I went to Newcastle to see Phil Rosenthal from the writer of Everybody Loves Raymond and the star of Netflix, Somebody Feed Phil. It's just a really happy Jewish guy.
Is he anything? Is he anything related to football commentator Jim Rosenthal?
No, I don't think it's anything at all related to Jim Rosenthal.
Okay. Well, yeah, that, it was good. That's it was my good. Knowledge. That my knowledge of him now is cut off. If you said he's his cousin, that would be interesting. But no, that's it. No.
It might be his cousin, to be honest. We didn't actually get that far, but I thought I was really clever thinking I'm going to ask him about a Greg sausage roll, because, of course, nobody else would have said that. First thing he says when he comes out, well, Greg sausage rolls are fucking awful. We didn't really say it like that, but he didn't like the Greg sausage roll, man. I know he's ate Michelin star fine dining meals all over the world. But
I'm sorry.
Like a Greg sausage roll?
I'm sorry. I'm like, let's put it out there right now, right? You go to these Michelin star restaurants, let's be clear, I've never been to one, but you go to these big fancy restaurants and they give you little fucking tiny portions of food that sometimes is overcooked, undercooked. Oh, that's the way it's supposed to be. Fuck you. Go to Greg's, buy four sausage rolls for whatever, what, £3, £4? Bang. Mm-hmm. Bush. See you later.
Yep.
Fuck them.
There's the food this week. Somebody said we need to start doing more on food. I think we should do movie food at some point.
Nah, fuck them. Whoever said that, fuck you.
I can't remember who it was, actually, but yeah, fuck him. Well, we'll talk Greg sausage rolls next week. We'll get some Greg sausage rolls to eat.
Greg's. Do you know what? I actually have a Greg sausage roll in my bag.
I ain't got. We'll have to do it together. I've been watching
town,
enough.
I went into town on Tuesday and bought four of them, and I couldn't eat the four, so I had three and put one in my bag. Forgot about it. Seen it today.
Oh, it'll softened up by now.
Oh, it'd be beautiful now. Microwave it. Yeah.
Cup of coffee, microwave it. I've been watching an awful lot of Hot Ones on YouTube. You know, the First We Feast. Absolutely addicted to watching those. And everyone I watch, I'm like, I could do that. I could do that. And I'm really thinking about doing a hot wings challenge, even though the spiciest thing I can eat is a chicken korma from the local tandoori.
I don't know where I am with anything media-wise. For some reason, I'm in a mood where I don't want to watch anything. So TV shows and stuff. So I'm just retreading old ground. So I'm on my 8th rewatch now of Star Trek Next Generation. And I just can't stop watching it. So yeah, that's where I am. Every single day, I'm watching a couple episodes of Star Trek Next Generation.
Is that where we're at now? Because I haven't watched anything new recently either. There's too much.
I tried to watch...
I'll tell you what I will watch. Go on, you go.
Abbott Elementary. I watched a couple of episodes of that on Disney Plus. That was actually quite funny. But that's about it. There's nothing really new that I've been watching.
Hi, my name's Paul. And I watched She-Hulk this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. It's everything you've heard it is.
Well, I got two episodes in and had to stop. I emphasize the word had to.
Yeah, I pushed through. And to be honest, it's nothing that I haven't seen on Twitter already. I didn't learn anything new. And it's all, I mean, she keeps telling us all the way through how it's a legal comedy. It's not a superhero thing. It's a legal comedy. And I'm like, so where's the legal stuff? Or where's the comedy? You know? Just having a scene take place in a courtroom doesn't make it a legal comedy, especially the fact that you just make up your own laws. It's like, oh, we'll do this and we'll do. Oh no, it was awful. But at least, spoiler alert: Hulk's got a son.
What?
Oh yeah, did you not know that?
I didn't.
It's been long enough now. Hulk's got a boy.
Thanks, though. We're talking about spoilers earlier on. Thanks, and you knew I didn't watch Hulk.
You weren't gonna fucking watch it. You weren't going to watch it. Don't even start. I'm trying to find this question from...
Do you know what also? Sorry. Something that I've been watching, Last of Us. I have started watching Last of Us as well.
So
I'm four episodes into it. Now, I'm finding it very depressing. It's very depressing.
Is this one about the end of the world and...
But it's just everything in it is just so depressing. Every death has to be like that death where, you know, they're shot and just one more bullet's going to kill them and they're pleading for their life and they call for, no, my mommy, no, my mom. You're like, oh, why did you have to add that in? Like, what? Like every death, like there's no happy death. That makes sense.
I get it. Yeah. Is it, trying to think. Look, I really want to watch it. Is it one of these that people are just flying off the handle so much about, saying, oh, it's amazing, it's incredible, when really it's just bang average?
I think it is, but I think it's just simply because it has stayed relatively true to the game. People loved the game, so people are just going to love the TV show. Pedro Pascal is, you know, hot right now, so he's just going to be very, very popular about it. For me, though, I worked in a video game store. I never had a PlayStation, so I never played Last of Us. But all the guys who worked in the store with me had a PlayStation. So I just allowed them to talk about Last of Us and tell me everything about Last of Us because I knew I'd never play Last of Us. Obviously, I didn't know that a multi-million pound TV show would come out at any stage and the story would be spoiled for me. So now I know all the story, and I know all the story of the season two, and I know everything that happens. So whenever I'm watching it, I'm kind of like, well, yeah, no, now, don't get me wrong, there's new things added in, but I kind of know beat for beat what's going to be happening, and I know what's going to happen in the end. So it's probably just spoiled a wee bit for me.
Yeah, I think I know what's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah. As much as we joke, I'm not going to spoil anything that hadn't actually come out yet. But I'm excited to watch it, but I'm just going to save it all up for a winner. For a winner. Yeah.
To be spoiled 2 days before you watch it.
Right, give me some news that's happened this week then. Come and share the news.
I'm going to tell you about a news that I actually quite like. It's not movie news. It's not TV news. It's a bit of soccer ball news. Little bit of soccer ball news.
Love a bit of soccer ball on the Movie Chef podcast.
So there's a Republic of Ireland footballer called James McLean. He currently plays for Wigan, former Sunderland, former Derry City, former West Brom, former, you know, whatever.
If you want to know where Wigan is, imagine the arse end of somewhere.
Fucking pier.
It's in London. It's got its own pier.
Yeah. So James McLean had a wee bit of a rebirth there at Wigan. He has came out and he has spoke about basically all the diving and all the handbags that happen in football. And he quoted on his Instagram, you know, just an observation. If football introduced a rule like in ice hockey, where there is an on the field, then they let two players involved with a 10 to 15 second tear up, then a sin bin, both of them, I guarantee there'd be less handbags. And Paul, I'm going to put it like this. I would fucking love that. Because you know and I know there are a few players that I can't stand the fucking look of. You as well, there's players that you can't stand the look of. And I'm sure that there are football players in your team that can't stand the look of certain. And I'm not talking about tough guys. Like, I'm not talking about, you know, I'm not talking about fucking your Roy Keens and stuff like that there. But how much would you not want to go and fucking plant the nut into fucking Erling Haaland? Just fucking as hard as you can, just give it a big fucking plant in that cunt's face. I would love it. Or Bruno Fernandes kicking the shit out of that wee cunt, you know, kicking him up and down the fucking pitch. All our American listeners who have no idea about fucking football, soccer, is that they're going, what the fuck are they talking about? But Jesus, I'd love that.
Yeah, basically ice hockey fights in football.
Yeah.
See,
knocking
when you said
fuck out a fucking Mikel Arteta on the halfway line, just fucking running past him and give him the you cocksucker.
Yeah, and he's the manager, by the way.
Fuck him.
He's the manager. Cormac's idea is you blow the whistle, the game starts, and one of you just runs over to the touchline.
Well, I'm telling you, I would fucking Texas tornado everybody. I'd just be swirling around the pitch. Woo, 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 boom.
When you said this to me, I started thinking how great it would be, not just in other sports. So imagine a game of cricket where they're all just coming in gone in for tea, and they come out and one has a few words, and they can just start having a scrap in the middle of the cricket pitch. Bats optional. And then I thought, imagine it just in the workplace.
Yeah.
The thing with footballers and any kind of sport. It's a workplace. You're not all friends. You're forced to be friends. You're forced to be a team. And I guarantee, as much as you sit there as captain going, oh, yeah, I'm number one, and we're number one, and we're a team, we're a family, there is guaranteed to be at least three or four people that fucking hate each other in that workplace. Now, that means other footballers will hate other footballers from other teams. They won't all just like each other because they're footballers. So you imagine it in your office at work, and you can just be sat there, and somebody transfers a call through to you, and it's a fucking shit phone call, and it wasn't supposed to be passed to you. You can just down tools, walk over to the desk, punch them in the 10 to 15 seconds. You have a sin bin in your office. They put an office aside where you've got to go and sit for, 15 minutes? And then you get back to your desk and you carry on.
Yeah. I agree with it, but I also agree with the fact that retail employees, and anybody who's listening to this will have thought about this, and I will have heard about this one day, this purge day, where a retail employee can say what the fuck they want to anybody on the shop floor. You know, go fuck yourself, you cunt. Oh, do you want to know what that is? Yes, go fuck yourself, you cunt. Fuck yourself. One day where we can say anything to anybody. But yes, I'm fully with James McLean. I would love to see, you know, I would love to see a couple of players getting fucking planted.
Have you heard about, you reminded me there when you said about the Purge Day. Have you ever heard about those novelty restaurant chains in, I think it's in, well, it is on, in Australia.
Karen's?
Karen's Diner.
I think there's one in Dublin now.
There's one in Dublin, there's one in Sheffield, and basically the staff get to slag off the customers as much as they want. Absolutely as much as they want, and you just absolutely roast them.
Yeah.
And you're there for the experience of being insulted by some serving staff.
You think as well that they put your plate of chips down and they like they start like spitting all over it and go, have it, you fucking cunt.
Yeah. and then get into a fist fight with them.
Yeah, and smack them.
All right, well, we better do some movie news before I talk about my other
news.
Do we talk about Ben Affleck and Super Bowl adverts? Because like, I know how much you hate adverts.
What is the fucking point? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I sent this to you because I know how much you fucking hate Super Bowl adverts.
Now, when you hear this, right, I'm going to tell you something. This is a bit of insider knowledge. So there was an Adam Driver ad during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, 65.
Right. The girl who made the ad is from Oma.
Jesus.
Her name is Aoife McArdle.
Right.
She is going out with a friend of mine, Benny Sweeney.
Okay.
And yeah, she made a Super Bowl advert.
What, just for crack of it? Or
isn't that, I only found that out. I literally only found this out on Friday. And I was like, wow. Like, I don't know her personally, but I know her boyfriend, Benny. Me and Benny used to do a pub quiz in Belfast together.
That could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, it could have gone anywhere.
me and Benny used to do crack behind the bins at Tesco's.
Do you remember In the Name of the Father when Danny Day-Lewis is on the roof stealing tiles? That's what me and Benny used to do. but yeah, I'm absolutely perplexed. But yes, let me get back to my hatred. I fucking hate adverts. Sorry, Aoife. I fucking hate adverts.
So, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez are at an award ceremony a few weeks back, and she's telling him to basically smile and look motivated. And he's pretty much recovering alcoholic, saying, well, he's not drunk, but he basically goes, well, why don't you? I think he just wants to say, shut the fuck up. And he's like, I'll do what I fucking want. If I want to look miserable, I'll look fucking miserable. I don't know if he had a drink on it. I'm hoping he hasn't, because I know he's had a hell of a time of it, hasn't he? He's had a hell of a time. We're recasting the Justice League tonight, by the
way. Let me guess, Ben's not in it.
So Ben Affleck was in a Dunkin' Donuts advert for some fucking reason.
Why?
Anyway, I just wanted to send you it. I don't even want to talk about Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know why I would advertise Dunkin' Donuts. I want to talk about the proper adverts from Super Bowl, which are the trailers. Quick, because we're only here for an hour. Run through. Fast and Furious 10, have you watched it?
No.
Looks shit. Guardians Galaxy 3?
Yes.
Adam Warlock's going to punch people?
Yeah, and, I'm there. I'm
watching. It's not looking good for Rocket, I'm just saying. And what was the other one I was going to mention?
Flush.
Excuse me?
Flush?
Yes, Le Flash. The Flash. Basically, Batman. Batman colon The Flash movie. Yeah. Michael Keaton's back, baby. That's all this is about.
Do we really care?
Yes, we care.
Do we?
Yes, we fucking care.
Okay.
Don't start your shit every time.
Excuse me?
Right. I listen to all your bullshit.
What?
For 108... No. I've listened to your bullshit for 118 episodes. I've gone along with it, okay? You hate some films. I liked them. I went along with it. It was for the audience. Do not slag off Michael Keaton coming back as Batman. Right. What did you think of the Flash trailer, Colm?
Well, I loved Ezra Miller, but I fucking hated Michael Keaton, the cunt. Fuck him. I hope he dies. Oh no, I don't hope he dies.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! In the movie.
Yeah, in the movie. Hell yeah! I love Johnny Dangerously and Falcon Multiplicity. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I'm there.
Ezra Miller's. James Gunn's been very quick to announce who's going to be coming back and who isn't going to be coming back in his DC rebirth, shall we say?
Well, we have to see what Ezra Miller does. They'll get married and they will, you know, go to rehab and they will start giving money to charity and stuff.
I think they are there already.
Oh, are they? Yeah, yeah.
They are. I think they are in rehab. See, people, we're doing it. We're doing it properly. We're doing it properly, even though he's a psycho bastard.
Hey, I'm proud of you.
They are a psycho bastard. Sorry, they are a psycho bastard. Ah. Did you see Sam Smith at the BAFTAs?
Somebody said he looked like a turkey in a film.
Yeah, he looked like Chicken Brent from Cloud with the Chance of Meatballs.
But that's the thing, though. Right? Like people are. I'm not offended by Sam Smith doing that at all. I'm more horrified because it's kind of like when Lady Gaga put all the meat on herself. You know, they're trying to sell an album. You know, he's not doing that because he thinks he looks good in it. Like Lady Gaga didn't think that she looked good in a fucking bag of meat.
I bet she thought they're just trying to sell shit. I bet they workshopped about 4 or 5 different meat dresses.
Paul. See, when I
they workshop the fuck out of
when
it.
I I'm go that, to I'm when I go button. To a job interview, right? When I go to a job interview, I go with no bottom half on, just with the willy hanging out, and I sit down as if nothing happened. And you know what? They'll always remember me.
All right, Winnie the Pooh. So the Flash trailer, the Batman trailer. God, DC love Batman, don't they?
Yeah,
love Batman. We've got multiple flashes. We've got Supergirl, Superperson. See,
super them,
super them. We got different bat suits, possible Jay Garrick nods, loads of Flash shit. It's Flashpoint. They're doing Flashpoint. They're resetting everything.
I'm gonna go see it.
And so the original Flashpoint was like Aquaman versus Wonder Woman in a big battle, and this just seems like it's going to be like old Batman against who could it be? Reverse Flash.
They're something like that, isn't it? They're hiding the villain, and I'm sure that the next big trailer, the villain will be announced.
I think it's going to be another Ezra Miller Reverse Flash, yellow Reverse Flash, and it'll just be Ezra Miller.
Jack Nicholson.
What is Reverse Flash or just as the villain?
Joker.
Get him in as a Joker. Oh shit. Or Danny DeVito as Penguin.
Now we're getting it.
Danny needs the work. So yeah, look, I know I'm going on about it. I love the look of it. We haven't had a Flash movie, I don't think. We had a dedicated Flash movie.
No.
Ever. We had a TV miniseries back in early 90s, which was fucking awful. And we've seen him in Justice League recently and bits and bats, but to see him in a film, to see him in a film of
see
his
them.
Own.
See them.
No, because Flash is he. So he is. So I'm talking about the character Flash now, who identifies as male. So he is getting his own film, and I think that's great. Where it goes from here. See, I've been seeing the Shazam trailers and I really like Shazam, the first one, and I'm going to see the second one, and it's not going to go anywhere because The Rock is a megalomaniac and James Gunn is sticking to his guns. Pun intended.
He wants The Rock Do-Re-Mi.
Right, quickly going away from movies, but there was just something that stood out in the film. Do you like cream eggs?
I mean, who doesn't?
Who doesn't like that segue there from the Flash movie to cream eggs? I saw a news story today this week. Basically, a guy called Joby Poole was surrounded by a mountain of foiled wrapped chocolate when police caught up with him at the weekend. He was caught with 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs, which are basically filled with, what is it they've got in the middle? Chocolate egg, mini chocolate egg filled with what? It's like a fondant in it.
Is it? Cream?
I don't know. It's not creamy because it's more sugary.
It's fucking Cadbury's cream egg.
Yeah, but it's a creme. It's a creme egg. Rather
no, it's not a creme. A Cadbury's creme egg? It's a Cadbury's cream egg.
the spelt C-R-E-M-E, like creme brulee, creme. It's like a... It's
no, not there's crusty, not. Though, is it?
What is the filling of a Cadbury's creme egg?
It's not a fucking creme egg.
Anyway, this guy stole 200,000 of them.
Yeah, but you know what the best thing about that story is, right? The best thing about that story is, did he steal 200,000 of them to eat, or did he steal 200,000 of them to sell?
Well, apparently we found the haul, as they described it, was said to be worth more than £31,000, about £9,000 less than the police's estimate. So I just love that some the police have rung a shop and gone, how much for 200,000 cream eggs? And he'll go, 40 grand.
And you know what? When anybody works in retail as well will know that the police always need a receipt.
Yeah.
So imagine doing that.
So this guy has been remanded in custody for stealing it. And basically, he stole them in Telford and he was caught on the M42. He's from West Yorkshire. He was pulled over at the junction. The police searched his car and found 200,000 cream eggs that he just stole.
Hold on. 200,000 cream eggs, right? How much is a cream egg?
Well, quid.
That's 200 quid. Grand. That's 200 grand.
Maybe he got them on trade maybe pricing.
Maybe it's margin. Maybe they're working on margin.
Maybe he stole them from Costco.
Maybe, yeah, wholesalers. Well, yeah.
They've said that there's been no interference with the products that were taken. They'll be in a condition that can go back on the shelves.
He won't
fucking the eggs then.
Yeah. I bet he's fucked one. You would.
Yeah. You got 200,000 of them.
200,000 of them. One's going up the pooper and one's getting fucked.
No, there'll be about three or four up the pooper.
At least.
It's like, I've heard of Chinese love eggs, but what about Cadbury's love eggs? So you stick four of them. But you've got a 4-hour drive back from wherever you've just stolen your haul from, and you're looking at them all in your car and you're like, I bet I could get four of them up my ass.
Exactly.
The filling on in the inside of each egg is fondant that's been heated until it forms the signature white creme.
Cream.
Creme.
It doesn't say creme. But it says cream.
It says C-R-E-M-E.
You are a which fucking is creme. Liar. You're a liar.
It says it on the side of the fucking egg.
Hold on. Doesn't say it, it, says it
on
egg.
The egg. It does. It says it on the side
Cadbury's of the egg. Cadbury's cream. Egg.
God, this is going to be awful. Come on.
It does say creme.
I know. Oh, it's like the Mandela effect all over again, isn't it? Did you think it said C-R-E-A-M all your life?
I definitely did.
Maybe they've only just changed it.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell you what, dear listener, this is the hard-hitting movie food news that you wanted. What else have we got happening in the world of movies then?
I don't know. You tell me.
I asked you to bring news. I asked you to bring news. I said, bring news.
I brought the James McLean thing, didn't I?
Right, one piece of news about an Irish footballer. Our listeners are right. We are pro-Ireland. We are too biased towards the Irish.
You know what? It's disgusting. Fuck the rest.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting, man. I don't know why we put up with...
They're a pack of potato-eating bastards.
I don't know why we've put up with you for so long.
That's like...
Should just cast you off into Atlantic.
What I just said there felt like, you know, when someone says the N-word... Like saying potato eating bastards.
I can imagine that being quite offensive.
I couldn't give a shit. We are a big fat head and me. My head does look like a potato. So does the sun.
Yeah, but right. Imagine a white guy in America going up and saying, "What up, my N words? Uh-huh. Welcome." You know, just you. You know, I can understand the vitriol.
Offensive.
But you know what? If I walked into a pub in Belfast and went, now then, you potato-eating bastards, I'd probably get shot.
I think I have walked into a bar in Belfast once and went, look at the size of that potato head, cunt.
I tell you what I did watch. I watched Plane.
Okay.
Right. Nah. But it's getting a sequel.
Is this what I read that they're making a sequel called Boat?
Ship.
Ship, yeah.
They're doing the speed thing. They're doing us movies set on planes, movies set on boats. What was the next one going to be? Movies set on trains. The third one's going to be called Train.
They all fucking laughed, Paul. They all laughed when we did them. menus.
I bet the next one's going to be called. This one will be like Somali Pirates or something, and then the next one will be a train, and Gerard Butler's like the best train driver in the world, and is carrying a prisoner, and his train gets taken hostage or some bullshit. But it's going to happen. Indiana Jones, are you? There was a Super Bowl spot for that. Are you on board with Indiana Jones?
I'm not there. I seen that Phoebe Waller-Bridge's is going out with Martin McDonagh. They're on the TV tonight at the BAFTAs.
Ah. Okay. Thank you, Ross King. Right. So this week, I'm sure we didn't have anything else. Oh, look, we'll do this now before I forget. So obviously we are on social media. We do very little. But hey, follow us. It makes us feel good.
Listen, if you want to follow us, you want to have a bit of crack, go on to Twitter. Simple as that. If you follow us and you like a bit of crack, go on to Twitter. That's where we have our crack.
Yeah. If you're on Instagram, follow us on Instagram. The more people follow us, it makes me think I should be doing more on it. Twitter, come for a bit of crack. @PodMovieChef. If you like stupid, funny videos, go on TikTok. @PodMovieChef. Follow us on there and like us on there.
And they're very funny, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Very funny.
Thank you. Really?
They are, and I really am enjoying them. Yeah.
Give us a review on Spotify. If you want to email us, no, don't do that. Not after last time.
Remember what happened the last time? No, don't do that.
So many pictures of dicks.
Dicks.
There we go. No,
they're nice dicks. Send them.
Yeah, no dicks. No dicks. No dicks. Right. So this week we're gonna recast the Justice League. So before James Gunn gets to it, we're going to do it now. Mm-hmm. I think we're both similar on the similar lines with this, aren't we?
No.
We're both there or there.
No, not at all.
I do have justification for all of mine. I'm fully behind.
You're like the Man City of Justice League. You're going you're going after the big leagues. You're going after the stars. You're going after them.
Well, don't spoil it.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm more like a cool Borussia Dortmund kind of Justice League, you know, a little bit edgy, a little bit out there, a little bit alternative.
Let's just cover the elephant in the room, though. Your level of edgy was forgetting Aquaman.
Well, I forgot Aquaman.
You put Lex Luthor in there, but forgot Aquaman.
Well, I did, but I did. Listen, I nailed it today. Didn't I send you a good one today?
Oh, yeah, you sent me a good one. I
sent you a good Aquaman.
But look, what we're going to do is, once this goes live, we're going to put these on Twitter, and I'm going to ask our followers to vote on whose Justice League would be better.
Paul, what's the point? Just don't embarrass yourself.
I think, no, I fuck you, embarrass myself, Jesus, looking at some of these. Right, so, James, take a back seat. Oh, we've got this sorted for you. Roll up. We're going to recast the Justice League. Shall we go, lower down the table and work our way up, or should we just go in with the big guns to start with?
We'll go with big guns. We'll go with big guns.
Big guns, right, Superman. There's got to be a Superman. Nah. Superman. So, you go first. Who's your... If you're going to recast the Justice League now for DC, Warner, you're taking over. Who are you going to cast as Superman?
Only one man. Michael B. Jordan.
It's original.
I've went across the racial lines. I've destroyed the barriers. I've just fucking smashed the wall. I've broken it down.
You went with what's already been rumored to be happening anyway. You went, what could be a real, fuck off. You could be a real cool, edgy pick, and I'll go with the leading front runner for who's going to be taking over.
Well, let's put it like this. I think I said Michael B. Jordan when I seen him as Killmonger in Black Panther. If you want to go back and have a listen, go for it. I'm pretty sure. Do you know why I'm pretty sure? Because I fucking listened to the episode the other day and I fucking said it. Michael B. Jordan, Superman.
I better listen to the episodes when I'm editing them.
No, do you want to know why I listened to an old episode? Because I was trying to hear the start of the new episode, and because we had a republish, because someone daubed us in, the next one that came up was an old episode.
7 days without threat of legal action, people.
Thanks, Anchor.
We're going to get one of those signs for outside a trailer park. so many days without a hurricane or something. 7 days without threats. So Michael B. Jordan. So why would he be?
Just everything. He was everything in Black Panther. He was cool. You know, he is muscular. He's everything. He is a superhero.
But why Superman?
Why not?
Why not Batman? Why not Aquaman? Why would you think he's best for Superman?
He has the screen presence of an A-list hero.
And okay, you've lost this one. So you've lost one. Let me just do mine then, and I'll point yeah, on this go. One and we'll move let's on. Go. Okay, so Superman, truth, justice in the American way.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we know who is chiseled, has got an amazing ass, mm-hmm. muscles, and mm-hmm. is renowned for playing, shall we say, the captain of all America? That's right, Chris Evans as Superman. Cross the aisle,
like
go over to Warner, like take up the S on his chest.
You've chosen the whitest actor in history to play the whitest superhero in history, like the most popular actor probably in the world. You've chosen him to be the most popular superhero in the world.
Shame on you. I wasn't even looking at color when I did this. I just thought, who would be best?
Do you know what you've done? Do you know what you've done?
Casting my universe.
Do you know connect the dots? You know connect the dots, right? So my puzzle, my Justice League is a 1 to 1,000 connect the dots, and it's going in and out and zig and zag and whoa, everywhere. You know what yours is? Yours is a fucking circle going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's what you've done. Your connect the dot is a circle.
Close your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Closed.
Now imagine Chris Evans.
Mm-hmm.
As Captain America.
As Captain America, yeah.
As Superman.
Okay, S on
his
America.
Chest, cape yeah. behind him.
Yep, yeah. Star in his chest, hair, shield.
Just that little chicken. And he can do, he'll be able to do, you're not even playing along here. He can do Clark Kent. He can do Clark Kent. He'd be an amazing Clark
You Kent. Could not take your eyes off him for one reason, and you'd be sitting there going, where's your shield?
This is a different universe. It's been recast. We're recasting. No, that's moved on anyway. Sam's now Captain America. He's at a loose end. He needs to cross the divide. He needs to go up to the other side of Hollywood, and yeah. he needs that S on his chest. Okay, so Batman, who's going to pair up with Chris Evans or Michael B. Jordan?
Think of grit. Think of popularity. Think of somebody who can bridge.
I've just reread who yours is.
Someone who can bridge the popular gap. All right, he's his former action hero, down on his luck. Award-winning actor. Can only be one. Mm-hmm. It's Brendan Fraser.
Brendan Fraser for Batman.
And I'll tell you better than that. When you hear this, it'll get him back in shape again.
Okay, so we're gonna have Brendan Fraser as Batman.
I'm looking after mind, body, and soul, Paul. I'm looking after his mind, body, and soul.
Is this Charlie from The Whale? Or are we talking...
My Justice League, Paul, is gritty. My Justice League is the down and dirty alternative Justice League.
With Brendan Fraser. So here's imagine him and stars, Michael B. Jordan.
The Star-Spangled Banner. What do you mean, where's the chemistry? Pure chemistry.
Batman versus Superman is going to be Brendan Fraser and Michael B. Jordan.
Right?
Nah, I'm not having... Okay, go on. So...
All right,
I get him as a Bruce Wayne. I can get... Brendan Fraser as a Bruce Wayne, but not as a Batman. Right, 90s, 19 Fraser.
What are you going to throw at me here?
I'm going in a different direction with my Batman.
Okay, let me. I'm sitting here thinking, right, okay, he won't go near the Marvel Universe again because he's already done the most obvious one. So he won't go near the Marvel Universe again, right? Okay. So we've done the most obvious superhero, Chris Evans, so we'll just move the cross because it would just be, you know, stupid to add another Marvel character in. Yeah. Okay, so who's your Batman, Paul?
Josh Brolin. Now, listen, in my defense.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, sorry. So what I said there, I'll take it back. Now you've chosen the two most obvious.
In my defense, I actually forgot Josh Brolin was in Marvel. Come on, think about Josh Brolin as Batman.
Yeah.
I was going to go Jeffrey Dean Morgan, but he's already been there or there. I want that gruff.
Nobody was in the cinema going...
When they were talking about doing Batman, not year one, but it was like Batman, what's it called? Vengeance or something. and it was supposed to be with Clint Eastwood. John Travolta was supposed to be the Scarecrow, and Clint Eastwood was going to be Batman. And this was just before Clooney took over from it, and they were going to do Old Man Batman. I want Old Man Batman with Josh Brolin.
Thanos.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, because why
not? Down
Thanos,
here.
Thanos versus
I'm
Thanos.
Batman.
So your Batman versus Superman is literally Captain America versus Thanos.
Listen, I don't see the CGI. I just see the performance, and Josh Brolin is the performance. Josh Brolin and Chris, okay. Right, come on then. Wonder Woman. Now okay, I've got you cannot pull me on my Wonder Woman choice, because I've got a very good reason for it.
Yeah, 100%, because it would be stupid if you would choose somebody else who's been in the Marvel Universe. I get
oh,
it.
Oh, fuck off. Everybody's been in Marvel films.
So mine is the beautiful and wonderful star of Oblivion with Tom Cruise, Olga Kurylenko.
Star of Black Widow. Yeah, carry on. So Marvel films are just for me. Michael B. Jordan in a Marvel film, yeah? Okay. Sorry, carry on.
Two Marvel films, dickhead.
So two for two. We're two against two.
No, Michael B. Jordan's in two Marvel films.
But yeah, then again, so is Josh Brolin because he did Deadpool. Olga Kurylenko.
Yeah.
The
mystical. Mystical. Foreign. Mystical. Foreign.
Foreign. That's... See, we've done a creative writing degree, ladies and gentlemen. When you sit there and you think, how can I say foreign without sounding racist?
Mystical.
Mystical.
Like Rasputin.
Not quite a witch, but yeah. Not quite foreign.
Yeah.
Mystical.
Mystical.
So Olga Kurylenko would be mystical Wonder Woman. Yeah. I get the athleticism of it. I could probably get the look of it.
Yeah.
You're putting her up against Gal Gadot.
And?
Shouldn't Wonder Woman be... I don't want to be that guy. Better looking.
Excuse me?
No, she's a beautiful woman. But
You need to check your privilege at the door. That's what you need to do.
I knew I should have said.
So hold on. Right. Let's get to the guess right. Let's get it like this, okay? So I've gone for a mix, you know, a hodgepodge of different actors, all colors of the rainbow, foreign nationals, you know, all of this racially,
mystical,
I'm bringing these mystical figures together. Let's hear what Paul's got. You know, more whitey. I bet it's more whitey. Think of the whitest actors on the planet. If I was saying this right, I want everyone to close their eyes right now, right? I want everyone to close their eyes right now, right? And I'm going to say a phrase. I want you to think of the whitest actress that you can think of. And I can guarantee if there's 100 people listening to this, 99 of them will go, Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron is the...
Paul, who's your Wonder Woman?
It's Charlize Theron. Right. Hear me out. First of all, she's from South Africa. Uh-huh. She's African. Yeah.
No.
She's African.
Wow.
She's African. She's African.
Okay.
She's part of the way there. So, first of all, she's South African.
Yeah, okay.
Second of all, the reason why I picked Charlize Theron is because she fits the part. Great action star. She'd be wonderful. She'd be amazing as Wonder Woman.
She's mystical. Also 78.
Fuck off. Who gives a fuck?
She's older than Helen Mirren. May as well just chosen Helen Mirren as Wonder Woman.
She was my second pick. I was going to go older with Josh Brolin. And then I'm like, no, Charlize Theron. The reason why Charlize Theron is because she was approached for the original Wonder Woman film. Her agent went to her and said, they want you for Wonder Woman.
Yeah, as her mother.
And she went, yeah, as a mother, not as Wonder Woman. And she's like, fuck you, why can't a mature actress who's still in action films, still starring in films, can't be the lead role? Why does it always have to be these hot, young Olga Kurylenkos when it can be somebody more mature? Charlize Theron as Wonder Woman.
I'm almost sure Olga Kurylenko and Charlize Theron will be about the same age.
So let's right. Okay, what about 70? Right. So me and you were recasting, rebooting our own Justice League. So
Paul's white Justice League.
Paul's vision. So, first of all, we've got your picture. We've got Michael B. Jordan. We've got the whale next to him in a Batman mm-hmm. cowl and Olga Kurienko. That's going to sell tickets. Okay, so that's your... Mine is Chris Evans as Superman next to a Josh Brolin as Batman with Charlize Theron in the middle.
Do you know what yours just says? I'm just saying. Do you know what yours is just saying? Zack Snyder all over it, all over again. That's all. Yours is Zack Snyder. Yours is Zack Snyder. Yeah, that's...
How dare you? You fucking... Right. Well, let's do the flash scenes that we've been talking about him today. Now, this was... go on. Who was yours?
Mine's Barry Keoghan.
I was thinking Barry Keoghan. Yeah. I was.
He's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
BAFTA award winning.
Oh, has he won it?
Yeah, he won it. Yeah. BAFTA award winning, Barry Keoghan.
He won it. He's had a hell of a time of it. Yeah, yeah. Mine was Timothée Chalamet. I think Timothée would good be. Yeah, it's a boring character.
It is, isn't it? It is. It's just boring. Yeah.
It's just boring, isn't it? That's just flash. It runs quick.
Let's just move on.
He's coming. He's got his film coming out. Right. Green Lantern.
Mm-hmm. What? What are you laughing at?
In fact, no, let's do Cyborg instead.
Right, okay.
Only because my Green Lantern won't going to go a good direction. In fact, fuck it, Green Lantern. Who's your Green Lantern?
Gail Garcia Bernal.
That is already a Marvel, but yeah, it's a great shout.
South American spice.
So
Argentinian sex god.
My TikTok videos, that I might edit that one out. Just a few things not to say during sex. Southern American spice.
Just as you should. Oh, Southern American
spice. So which version would he be? A Hal Stewart, or who would he be?
The fuck do you mean?
Not Hal Stewart. Come on, help me out. John Stewart. Okay. Which version of Green Lantern would he be?
He'd be Green Lantern. He'd be the guy with the fucking ring. He's smashing shit with a wee hammer on his finger. What the fuck are you talking about?
Jesus Christ, we know our shit about. There's been Alan Scott. There's been
John Stewart,
Hal Jordan. So he'd be Hal Jordan.
Yeah, he'd be Hal Jordan. Yeah.
Right. Okay. God, we know so much.
I thought you were trying to confuse me there.
No, I'm going Hal Jordan as well. Now, okay. We want somebody
white. we know what you like, Paul. Paul's white Justice League up against Cormac's mystical Justice League.
I just imagine the poster of white Justice League. And then just League in little small letters. White Justice. Okay. So I think we need a name. We need a name in mind. We've got some heavy hitters.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Brolin and Chris Evans are picking up all the workload.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody who's at the height of the popularity right now.
Okay.
Acting chops.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking Armie Hammer. This is going to be his renaissance.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This is going to be his renaissance. This is going to be his Brendan Fraser in the whale moment. He's going to come back.
I don't think that Armie Hammer's there yet, Paul.
No. He's just going to take... We're recasting the Justice League. They're only getting around to it now. Okay, so you're right. Armie Hammer.
Yeah, Margaret.
He needs the work. He'll be available.
What, he's going to be cheap for Paul's white Justice League?
So he's going to be cheap. He's a name. He'll draw a bit of the media attention. Yeah.
Okay.
People won't start asking about, you know, all the other...
Who's he going to eat?
But it's like, yeah, he can draw a lot of that. And then people will stop asking why it's so white. We've got a cannibal.
They won't focus on the racism. They'll focus then on the cannibalism.
Yeah. Thank you. You're getting it now. This is a marketing strategy. We've done Flash. So we've got Aquaman and Cyborg. Cyborg, who are you going for Cyborg?
Only one. Daniel Kaluuya.
Okay.
He's got the acting chops. You know, we've seen him in...
that's our main excuse for picking someone. He's got acting chops. Yeah. And he can
We're in the business, Paul. You know, we're in the business. We've got to use terminology. He's... Right. I think he's one of those people that is just on the cusp of becoming an A-lister. You know, he's been in a lot. He's been in... What was he in last? Nope. He was in Get Out. He was in Judas and the Black Messiah. You know, he's turning himself from award-winning actor or on the cusp of award-winning actor into a triple A star. And I think throwing him into a movie like Justice League, 100%.
Will he be able to hold his own in terms of action? Because we haven't seen him do that much in terms of all-out action. He was in Black Panther.
How much fucking action do you believe that Charlize Theron's going to do?
She's just plenty in the film she's been in recently.
One in her wheelchair. What films has she been in recently where she's been not in a wheelchair?
Atomic Blonde from a couple of years back. She was
Atomic
in,
Blonde was like 20 years ago?
Was it? Fuck, it was about 3 years ago.
Atomic Blonde.
Was it? I'm saying it was closer than 20 years ago.
I'm saying I'm closer with 20 years than you are with
three. I think it was 2019. I'm thinking of Bombshell. Come on, Atomic Blonde. 2017.
Yeah, see, I'm closer.
The Old Guard, Bombshell, Gringo. She's been in all sorts of action, so... Don't take that away. From Charlize, and she's beautiful. My Cyborg, I'm not going just out of school, Cyborg. I'm going because see, like I said, my Justice League is wizened
white.
And
white.
No.
Yeah. if you go for a white cyborg.
I'm going Dolph Lundgren. No. Winston Duke. Another Marvel guy.
Okay. Shit. Wait.
Fucking hell, I didn't even realize. Why I must have just been watching Marvel all day and thinking they'll be good. Come on,
just looking through Marvel actors, he'd be good.
But again, who hasn't been in a Marvel film? Winston Duke, M'Baku from the Black Panther series, having him as Cyborg, fully formed, fully all fighting. Now I know he's supposed to be a younger character, but
I think he'd be too big.
Nah, we need a Hulk kind of figure in our Justice League. So Chris Evans is a bit more, he's not a huge Superman. Josh Brolin, obviously, he's going to struggle to get around.
He's Thanos.
Do you know what my original Batman was going to be? Mm. Alec Baldwin.
He's going to be in prison, Paul. He ain't filming no white Justice League.
So Winston Duke's going to be my Cyborg. So far, we've got as your Justice League is going to be Michael B. Jordan as Superman, Daniel Kaluuya as Cyborg, Barry Keoghan as Ronan, Olga Kurienko, and Brendan Fraser as Batman, and Gael Garcia Bernal as Green Lantern. So we've got Aquaman left. Now, since you forgot him earlier, I'm going to come in with my Aquaman right now.
Okay.
Now, I'll be totally honest with you. My original Aquaman was Chris Hemsworth. I'm not lying. Alexander Skarsgård. Because my God.
Okay.
He could do the blonde Aquaman. We're not going like Jason Momoa's fucking biker Aquaman. We're going like...
But noble. He's still muscly though, isn't he? He's still big.
Yeah. But I think my Aquaman's going to be more leaner and he's going to fuck fish.
Oh, now I'm listening. So, how is he going to fuck these fish? Will he kill them and make the hole, or will he?
No, he'll just use the blowhole. But that's all it's going to be. We're going to have Josh Brolin and Chris Evans off going doing their thing, and then every so often we're just going to cut to Alexander Skarsgård as Aquaman fucking a fish, and then he just carries on with the action, and that's all it's going to be.
I don't even know why I'm going to say this Aquaman now, because that's just perfect. Well, I'm going more for a traditional Aquaman, because Aquaman,
traditionally in the comics and in the cartoons, he wasn't massive. He wasn't muscly. He wasn't long haired. He was like a little dainty man in the sea. And I can't think of a littler or daintier actor than Dane DeHaan. Little Dane DeHaan.
Is he, let me guess, is he Irish? Did his ma come from MoMA?
He's not. He's not.
His granny from MoMA.
He's not from MoMA. No, but he was Harry Osborn in
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, he was in Valerian.
I don't think he's done anything since. He did Valerian since. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
And he's in that Oppenheimer movie as well, that's coming out.
Everybody is. I think I'm in that coming out. Everybody's in that. Fuck me. He hasn't done much in Spider-Man 2, I'm going to say that to you.
But
he's not an action star. And you want him to have, like, power of command of the seas and be a superhero.
Was Robert Downey Jr. an action star?
He wears a fucking Iron Man suit.
Answer the question. Was Robert Downey Jr. an actor?
It was in Air America. Hello.
Is that all you got?
He was in Air America.
He was in Air America. We all know that there's only one actor in that, and it was Mel Gibson.
Did they have a... Oh, yeah. Use that one.
Oh, Mel Gibson! He is right up there for Paul's White Justice League.
I'm never going to live this down. So who would say, I didn't even think of a villain, but who would your villain be?
Well, do you know what? You can't get better than a British villain. Well, sorry, let me rephrase that. You can't get better than an Irish villain. I'm going for Lex Luthor as my bad guy. And I thought to myself, right, who is the most Hackman-esque bad guy that you can think of? Who could do the job? Who could be evil? Who could just be sinister? You can't think of anybody else, but that's the Brand Man. Kenneth Branagh.
According to IMDb, just fact checking. Obviously, we want everything to be factually correct that we say. It says he was from Belfast, Northern Ireland, which is in the UK.
The north of Ireland.
Northern Ireland. So he's in the UK.
north of Ireland.
So he's British, okay. Yeah. British from
Irish.
Northern Irish Kenneth Branagh.
Superstar. Northern Irish is go for it. Yeah, Northern Irish.
Yeah, Northern Irish.
Yeah. North of Ireland superstar Kenneth Branagh.
Right. As Lex Luthor, so we're going to shave him bald?
No. That was good.
Nope.
And he's going to be Spanish.
Mystical.
Mystical.
Imagine Kenneth Branagh trying to do a Spanish accent. He'll be like, I'm going to do a Spanish accent for my Lex Luthor, but only because he learned Spanish as a child.
No. See, that's where you're wrong. That's where you're wrong. He would do the readings all in his English accent. He would do everything in English. And then as soon as they shout, action! Oh, hello! And everyone would look at each other going, what the fuck is that accent? And Kenneth would go, It just came to me.
They'll be on set and they'll be like there, like clean shaven, bald cap on. Yeah. This is the action. Whip the bald cap on. The Hercule Poirot mustache goes back on. It seems we have a Justice League here. Why do we always go into bad French accents, especially for Belgians? Especially for Belgians. Mine would be Mark Strong. It's boring.
Oh, so boring.
But he's sensible. He's confident. He's, you know,
tick the box. Let's tick the box. The bad guy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Mark Strong. Yeah. Let's go. Superheroes. Yeah. That's Chris Evans and fuck. Oh, fuck.
But I'm trying. I don't want the attention to be on my bad guy just yet. This is about the formation of a new Justice League, a new, strong, powerful Justice League. Listen, that's on the right side of history.
I can't help it if Irish superstar Kenneth Branagh puts on a Spanish accent to play Lexio Luthor. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing I can do about that, Paul. He's a fucking thespian.
Imagine him in his first scene against your Green Lantern, and he goes up against Gael Garcia Bernal and just like, ole! What the fuck is this guy?
No. Kenneth, it's not right.
It's not working. It's not working. Right, so I'm going to put these on Twitter, but I probably won't, but I will. So we're going to decide.
I think you should.
All right. Who's Justice League? What is it? Is it better? Is would make more money at the box office? No. Obviously mine. Okay, whose is better? Whose is better?
Yeah.
With a double D.
Hold on. We'll rephrase this. Not who's better. What Justice League would you rather see?
Fine. I'll give you that.
You're hanging your hat on everybody going, but I love Chris Evans. Let's go do a Chris Evans movie.
So if I'm recasting the Justice League and I want people to turn up, what am I going to do? I'm going to hire one of the most charismatic, popular actors of this time to play one of the greatest action heroes, superhero characters
You're
of all time.
So obvious. You're just so obvious. You're
sometimes you've got to put a, sometimes you got to put a square peg in a square hole.
No.
That's all I'm saying. You come in it's with Michael B. Paul. Jordan.
No. What's wrong with Michael B. Jordan? Just because he wouldn't fit, just because he wouldn't fit into the ethnic liking of your Justice League. What are you going to say to Winston Duke? You know, what are you going to say?
What about Mark Strong? Mark Strong is...
He's the whitest person in the cast.
I was just about to say he's on the spectrum, but I didn't mean it like
on the spectrum.
I thought he was of a different. Let's just leave it. I need to prove myself right now. Yeah. What we're talking about next time?
We're gonna film a special, and it's going to be on Quantumania.
Oh yeah,
Paul's already seen it, and he's already spoiled it for everybody.
How the fuck have I spoiled it for you?
You know what you did. If anybody follows us on Twitter and read his tweet, we already know what his fucking review is.
Austrian mother and Italian father. Mark Strong.
That's like the whitest thing.
Italian.
His mother being from Iceland and his father being from Dublin. You can't get any whiter than Austria and Italy.
I'm still saying he's not. I think there's... Please, love of God, there'll be something in there. So yeah, I'm Man of Quantumania. I've already seen it. You're going to see it tomorrow. And then later on in the week, we're going to give you our opinions on it. Because I'm not allowed to right now. Follow us on TikTok @PodMovieChef for everywhere we are. If you listen to us on Spotify, just go on to the bit where it does a little star rating and says rate this podcast and give us a little 5-star rating. And if you do that, Cormac will come around your house and touch you where you wee. And then
if you don't, I'll do it anyway.
And like I say, TikTok. If you love us, tell us you love us. Next week, Ant-Man, we're going to start doing the quizzes again soon. So if you enjoyed those, there you go. And if you didn't enjoy those, tell us why. From you, my green-eared friend. Don't even have to do a end credits music. Don't have to think of one now because I'm not allowed.
Well, we can't. We're not allowed to.
Yeah. So it's just going to be that short little bit of music I use at the end of the quiz.
What if I sing?
Well, what are you going to sing?
I don't know. We could choose a song every week and I could sing the song.
Oh, let's have Daniel O'Donnell.
Pretty sings. Little girl from Oma. You've said. Say no more, Paul. Say no more.
Well, off you go.
Why are you putting me under pressure now? Usually I'm singing all the time and I don't want to.
I'm letting it roll. Come on.
Cut it.